Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
A lot of people have been asking about Joe Madureira. When are we going to do some Joe Madureira stuff? Let's take a look at some of his very first works from Marvel Comics, man. His first works of his professional career. First, what do you got, Jimmy?
Patreon.com/Jim Rugg. I post lots of stuff on there. I'm showing off this wrestling zine. That's a collection of wrestling drawings that I've done over the years, sometimes for publications, sometimes for commissions, sometimes to entertain myself.
Who wanted the Tommy Rich?
You know what, man? Tommy Rich's people got in touch with me to do signings with that.
That's awesome.
But on my Patreon, you'll find these out-of-print zines, comics that you can download. You'll find a lot of my process stuff, making of, Street Angel comics, all those things. If you're into things like Octobriana process zine, that's basically what you'll find at my Patreon. Lots of comics, lots of art. Patreon.com/Jim Rugg.
Patreon.com/Ed Piskor is where I'm serializing the Red Room comics. But we're in a transitional period because January 20th, the press release is going to go out, and you're going to be able to pre-order the actual paper editions of my Red Room comics, man. For the early adopter, though, $3 will get you the archive. I have two issues. The two first issues are up there right now. I serialize new strips every week. We both have link trees in the description below where you can get access to all of our stuff, all the wares we're hawking. But let's talk about a young Joe Madureira, who was an intern at Marvel Comics. I think even as it was like a high school requirement or something, like, you know, some kind of prep school thing. I don't think it was for college.
I'm always stunned by these guys that are legit drawing Marvel Comics at 18, 19 years old. It's unbelievable the careers these guys have. Like, how long was Joe Mad active? You know, I mean, he might have been like 30, you know, and moving on from comics or whatever with 10 years under his belt.
Yeah, it's incredible timing as well, man, because this is, you know, 1991. He's a kid. He's an intern. He's on the record talking about being there in the bullpen when Jim Lee pages are coming through and Rob Liefeld pages are coming through and McFarlane pages are coming through. He's asking, you know, Tom DeFalco, hey, man, can I make some Xeroxes of these for myself? He's doing that. They offer him the opportunity, draw this back cover right here, man. Knocks it out of the ballpark, you know? So after that, you know, they offer him the chance, do a strip. This is the era where the superstars of Marvel Comics are all going to go away. And nature abhors a vacuum, man.
Right place, right time.
Nature abhors a vacuum. And our dude is going to become one of their superstars, man. But let's take a look at the first two strips, man. We see the couple back covers. Good work. Good work. You can see a little Joe Mad in there. Deadpool will come after this work. And we'll look at Deadpool in a video at some point.
Joe Mad's a guy that I did not connect with much. I basically had left X-Men by the time he takes over. You know, I mean, probably his apex, I think. I know he did other stuff besides X-Men, but I mean, like, X-Men was still the book, even if I wasn't reading it. And so, you know, like, I had read him on Deadpool. I read him a little bit when he went to Cliffhanger. But a really interesting career. Like, one of the guys who brought manga styles into, like, a Marvel comic, especially at an early stage.
Yeah. We'll say very specifically video game style. He was very into, like, the Neo Geo, SNK, Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown type games, man. The fighting games with the big, exaggerated musculature. And I remember reading somewhere he was talking about he got, like, a laser disc of, like, the Street Fighter cartoon and stuff. So when you hit pause, perfect image.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Perfect image on that TV that he could copy and draw from. Not like when you pause a VHS and
I was gonna
it's
say,
juddery.
This is something that we're talking to. If you're, you know, if you're under 30, you have no idea what we're talking about with your perfect pauses on every video online and stuff.
Yeah, could not take it for granted back
VHS,
in the day.
VHS, man.
Man.
Good luck pausing a VHS and trying to draw what you see.
That's goddamn
a lot of
right.
Lines.
Let's jump into this Mojo story, man.
Yeah, speaking of influences, is this Art Adams drawing this story?
Straight up, right? Like, this is totally pulling from Art Adams energy, man. You see it in the line work, and even the anchor, whoever's on those duties, is doing their best Terry Austin.
Chris Ivey on the inks, and of course it's going to be Art Adams. I mean, it's Long Shot, right?
You know,
it's coming from the Long Shot miniseries, so when I say Art Adams, that is not a criticism.
Yeah,
some fun
not.
Stuff too. I like the little sequence of, like, the chicken running into the or the bird running into the wall, and all of Mojo's gimmick. I mean, in a way, how is Mojo not one of Marvel's biggest titles these days, considering we live in this video age?
Sure, yeah. Look at that Wolverine pulled straight out of Art Adams' sketchbook, by the way, man.
Fun to see him doing all the X-Men, right? You know, yeah. Shades of things to come.
And listen, man, he's knocking this job out of the park. Look at that splash page.
Yeah, how much fun did he have doing that? And it had to be his first original page that he then sold to, you know, some collector for $50 or something and was excited.
Right.
That is a primo, cool-looking page.
Yeah, but, you know, you turn this into an editor, they're going to be thrilled with you. They're going to give you another chance.
We've looked at a lot of Marvel Comics Presents, you know, over a series of videos, and you look at this page and it stands out.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm always impressed by. Like, if I look at a young cartoonist, one is, do they look like what they become? And it's all right if they don't. People evolve, styles evolve. But also, like, I want to be wowed. Show me something that's, like, promise. And this story has a few of those. You know, like, this is a really nice page layout. So, some good page layouts. That splash page definitely stands out. It's exciting to see. And I love the enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
You know he was
on
excited.
The page.
You give me a chance to draw X-Men? Heck yeah, I'm going to stay up late and do this.
On top of all of his other duties, his gopher work there in the bullpen, man. So that's the one story. And then the other one we have in Marvel Comics Presents before he gets his Deadpool gimmick. A North Star comic, man.
This is Danny Bolognotti is on inks, who inked some of the Mazzucchelli stuff on Daredevil, if memory serves correct. It's hard for me to connect some of the dots of these various people because it's right
name.
Before I get into it.
Yeah, we've seen that name come up.
I think that's where I know him from.
This one, like, talk about, like, you know, you just did Mojo and the whole X-Men. Now you just got a North Star.
It's a big change. I'm surprised by stylistically how different this looks.
For sure. Like, he's tasking himself with some perspective that is the perspective of a high school kid.
Hard to draw that stuff, man.
You know, it's not... This ain't working. But he's trying to spot blacks. I bet you he received a criticism from somebody that he has respect for. Because, like, take a look at... There's no blacks here. So, you know, John Buscema's pulling some shit into the office, and he's taking his pages. Hey, John, like, can you critique my work? There's no blacks on the page, kid. So now he's overcompensating. That's all me projecting.
Yes. Although it's a different story, you know, this is a street-level story, so it makes sense that you have some shadows in there, right?
I would be very surprised if these guys were putting any of that kind of level of thought, the Jim Rugg level of thought into this stuff.
I love this. These are the generic background is just silhouette heads. By the way, make the top and the bottom red so you almost lose what's going on. And one dude with specs on.
Yeah.
Like, where do your eyes go?
Those are some Terminator X specs, too, man, straight from Public Enemy. But this guy right here, I feel like either Chap Yap or somebody use this composition in Team Youngblood, and this will be Brahma right here at a counter table, man, in a deli.
Man, I know that image, and I think it does feel like this was swiped.
It's within the first three issues of Team Youngblood.
Jeez.
And it's stuff like this where you get to see a little bit of the Joe Mad in there. But I think with most of these pages, I wouldn't identify it as him at all. This is one of those great inconsistencies of the young cartoonist.
Some photo reference.
Where you have, like,
up.
Reference for, like, one thing, and it totally looks divorced from everything else on the page. Like, this is the back. This is one of those, like, Peppermint Patty ads or something, you know, like a Junior's Mint ad or something. Like,
yeah.
In the back of probably one of the other comics. Like, we've seen this image, you know?
That's hilarious. You're so right. This also has the early 90s generic Marvel quality.
It does.
Especially as the image guys depart, it seems like everything Marvel did had a look similar to this, where it was, you know, lifting the image style as much as possible. You know, like famously even Herb Trimpe, a guy who could draw really well, tries to adapt to have that kind of hatching type style. And it has that quality. Like, it's like, yeah, the new Marvel house style is now essentially the image artists.
Right. Here's a pretty tough one, man.
Yeah.
gotta create a little avalanche.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough task to give someone to draw.
Yeah. They're testing the boy. Look at that musculature, man. That's that other thing, too, where it's like you start to figure out, like, where the muscles go and where, and then you soften that up over time. But this is him abiding by like the Marvel style, man. Maybe he didn't get, maybe with the money he made from this, he got his laser discs of the Fatal Fury OVA and was able to, you know, further adapt his style, man. But the Kayfabers wanted some Joe Mad. Why not start at the very beginning, Jimmy?
Yeah, it'll be fun to put this in perspective with his more mature style. But it is neat to see this stuff, and it's neat to think of him as like intern, as a kid, you know, really young, getting hold of this stuff. Because you see the enthusiasm on the pages, and it's a cool start.
I think next time we'll take a look at Deadpool. Fair?
Sounds good.
Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. What you got, Jim?
Patreon.com/JimRugg. You can find out-of-print zines. You can find comic strips, lots of original art, sketches, even notes for episodes of Cartoonist Kayfabe.
Got a link tree in the description below with all of my stuff, including the Patreon for the early adopters. $3 gets you the archive on all of the Red Room stories that are available. Put new ones up every week. And starting January 20th, you're going to be able to start pre-ordering the print edition, and I want to sell a gang of them before it even hits the streets, man. What else, Jim?
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video to keep up with everything we have going on. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
Give them one more set of merchandise, Jimmy. We're going to be on our way.
Read more comics.